5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
All right, let's talk workplace screw-ups. What's the biggest one? Mike's in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, bud. What did you do? What's the biggest one you've done?
So it's not what I did. It was a crew that I was watching over. It was one of the first times I ever did inspection for a job that I had engineered for telecommunication lines.
Okay.
And so here I am watching this crew learning how to do this side of the job, and they have a guy that goes out and locates what's in the ground, so to say, right? So,
yeah.
Like, if there's like a buried fiber cable that's a toll line that goes through multiple cities that these cities connect to, they send the machine down, and then sure enough, they hit one of those tolls, and it shut the entire internet, I guess you could call it, that operates like banks, grocery stores, all major.
So they hit the major trunk line of fiber optics.
Like for just one block or like the whole town?
7 or 8 towns.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I bet that.
That's the major.
So what that cost, like $100 or so to repair?
No, it was like an $18 million repair.
Oh,
all right, well.
Did you get fired?
Yeah.
No, I looked at my boss. I'm like, bro, what do we do? He goes, we just stand back and let the people who handle this be here in just a few minutes. Sure enough, the company that owns that toll line, they all monitor them very well.
Yeah.
And they were out there within 10 minutes, and in a matter of hours, they had it back up and running. But my boss had told me, who's also the VP of the company, told me, he says, for every 20 minutes that line's down is either anywhere between $1 to $5 million, depending on how many banks and businesses are attached to it.
I believe it.
For
just money and lost business. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that's not great. Mike, thank you. Man, that moment when you realize, oh, this is expensive and I have a big hand to play in that is a bad feeling. Ryan in New Jersey, what's the biggest work screw-up you've seen?
Ayo. I still am a land surveyor.
Okay.
And when I was first starting out, I was instrument operator, and I had a party chief, and he's the big boss on the crew, right?
Okay.
And we were supposed to be there laying out curbing for like a townhouse subdivision.
Okay.
The contractors run over, and we got the plans, and we're in like a Chevy Astro van, so there's these giant papers everywhere, and he goes, oh, can you put this foundation, can you stake the foundation out? So my party chief does it. And we stake it out, they pour the foundation, and then we go back to do what's called a foundation location to make sure it's in the right spot.
Okay.
At the right elevation.
Okay.
It was not. It was 10 feet in the wrong spot,
oh.
And it was $400,000 worth of damage.
Oh, my God.
The owner
seems like
of the company started crying, and we lost the job. But
He probably lost his home.
Well, yeah, probably. You got to go dig the whole thing up.
Oh, my God.
Again?
Oh, no.
Wow. I'd cry too.
Christy from Albany sends this one. It's not the most expensive, but it wasn't great. I was starting a new job and the girl was training me. She said to type red carpet into the search bar and that would take us to the training website. But I started to type and wrote red tube out of habit. And she watched me type it. For those who don't know, that was Pornhub before right Pornhub. Yeah.
It's still around.
Yeah.
That's still active.
Okay. Troy, what did you do at work that was a big screw up?
So I was a young TV news producer who misread a news release. There was a bad accident. One young girl had died. Another young girl was seriously injured, and I mistook the names. And that young woman's poor family learned on TV that she had died when she had not.
Oh. I mean, I guess.
No. I mean, good news later. Yeah. Like, you probably really made their day at some point when you're like, hey. But
just
God,
I thought the general rule for like any type of news thing was like making sure that everybody involved in the accident had their families notified already.
Typically, so when I they had the names in the news release, but I just mistook them. We corrected it afterwards, but then my boss called me the next day at home and said the young woman's parents would like a phone call. You don't have to, but they just want to understand how this happened. So I had to call this young woman's parents and explain how I had made a mistake that had absolutely devastated their family for a period of time.
Were they
until they figured it right?
Troy, were they gracious about it, or were they? Could they not swallow how horrible that had been for them? Because no doubt it was.
Yeah. They were far more gracious than I deserved.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I mean, honestly, it's better than the other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, at least, you kind of made it better for them, really. Look at how excited they were when they found out that she was alive.
We're really digging for that silver lining. Troy, thank you, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, gosh, I'm getting, like, hot ears and palm sweats just from that moment, like what Troy said and some of the other folks, when you realize, like, imagine doing that survey to make sure the foundation was in the right spot. And you look at it and you're like, man, that can't be right. It says it's 10 feet off. And you're like, I don't even know what you do. Do you shake it? Do it again? Come
maybe
on.
Maybe it needs new batteries.
Yeah. Come on. It must be broken. Please be broken.
I'm sure you would check it about 10 times.
Oh, boy. Good thing we don't make mistakes, huh?
Not like that. Why I'm not in that business.
This one, I'm in Northeast Pennsylvania, Jeff writes. My biggest screw-up was on the forklift. I hit the gas instead of the brake and drove through the exterior wall of our building.
My God. It
cost about $30,000 to $40,000 in damage.
Oh.
This is rough. It says, I worked at the courthouse in the clerk's office years ago and left a Hispanic individual in jail accidentally.
Oh, boy.
Due to the language and cultural barriers, the clerical error was not found or noticed for over 6 months.
6 months? Oh,
good Lord.
This poor person was in jail for 6 months and you were supposed to let him out?
The mistake is, sadly, somewhat easy to make in that profession, but typically the person screams and shouts that they should be out of jail much more quickly, and the error is found. But this person just thought, well, America's really hard on crime, and just sat there waiting.
Wow.
That is sad. But what an error. 6 months. You go check on them. It's just a skeleton. That's not how that works, but you get the idea. That is something. Let's get to, okay, Jenny in Pennsylvania. Jenny, what was your big workplace mistake?
Well, I work in an operating room, and when I was training, I was scrubbed into a surgery, and the person who was training me had reached their hand in front of me, who was handing up a scalpel with a fresh, very sharp blade on it, and I stabbed her in the hand. And now, out of all of the staff members that we have working at that hospital, she is the one that I get to work with every night.
She never mentions it, though, right?
You know, I feel like the passive aggressive makes it pretty apparent. It doesn't need to be said.
Okay.
It doesn't need to be said. There's there's a deep loathing.
We both know what happened.
Yeah,
Thank you, Jenny.
You know, accidents happen.
Okay, this one's gonna make you just I'll tell you in advance. You're going to immediately think of the most awkward moments you've ever had in your life. Okay, so this isn't an error like it's going to cost you any money. This is just awkward. I work in a hospital doing ultrasound, and my biggest mess up is the number of times that I've asked patients how tall they are when they do not have legs.
Oh, God. Wait, but aren't they still tall, technically?
I mean, they still have a height.
Yeah, they still have a height.
I think that's a more relevant question than ever.
I've done this too many times to somehow pull myself out of that awkward hole when I realize they don't have legs.
It would be different if you were like, all right, stand up. We're going to take your height right. or your
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's rude. You shouldn't do that. That would be a little rude, I suppose.
You know. But if it's just height, weight, that'd still be on your... If you don't have legs, that's still on your driver's license because you could drive with your hands,
like
right?
I mean, I could look at Free Beer and like have a... If I didn't know, I could make a pretty good guesstimate on his height. But I couldn't guess somebody in a wheelchair. I don't know. Who knows? How tall are you, man?
Yeah.
Like when you're propped up.
Right? Oof. Still, though, that moment of, oh, yeah, your legs. That's not great. Let's get to Jacob in Nashville. Jacob, what was your big workplace screw up?
Well, I stepped on a $100,000 one-of-a-kind painting.
What?
A one-of-a-kind painting?
Why was it on the floor? It's not your fault.
Who put that on the floor?
Wait, did you put it on the floor?
When I yell at my kids not to put the iPad on the floor.
Well, I was. It was a Texaco sign that had a Cuban mafia boss on it. One-of-a-kind. I was backpedaling with a ladder in my hand and just tink, 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 right across about four times.
Oh, no. Everybody was fine with it, though, right?
Right on his face, too.
Kind of sounds ugly, though, to be totally honest with you.
I think he did a favor. Let's get to Connor in Albany. Hello, Connor.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What was your work mistake?
So I work in New York State, and I process payments for, like, healthcare providers.
Okay.
And we're processing a payment for nursing homes. And in New York State, there's about 600 of them.
Okay.
And I'm building this payment thing in an Excel file. And when I copy the payments over, I'm off a line and don't notice it for 2 weeks. Okay. And this payment's worth about $60 million. And if you can imagine the size of different nursing homes, we had nursing homes used to doing like $1 million worth of business a year, getting $10 million in a random check for 1 week.
Oh.
And then nursing homes that are used to doing $3 million worth of business a week, getting a check for like 10 grand.
Oh, no.
So you were very popular after that.
I can't tell you how many state government meetings I had to sit through after that.
You found a way to make the red tape even thicker, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Man. Thank you, Connor. Holy cow.
You would not believe how many texts we've gotten. There's so many.
Uh-huh.
There's so many.
Nate from Grand Rapids, a coworker when I worked at the airport, backed the de-icing truck into place and punched a hole in the hull of the airplane. Another one at United ripped the wingtip off one of the small regional planes with a baggage cart. That stuff must happen all the time.
Uh-huh.
This text from Nashville. Instead of height for someone without legs, do you ask them how long they are when they lay down? I don't think you do. I know I wouldn't.
That's a great question.
Somebody texted in the perfect answer. You go, well, obviously, they'd be about 2 feet shorter.
You apologize right now.
That's such a joke.
I'm not sure.
That wasn't my joke. Somebody texted
you. You read it because you loved it.
I thought it was funny.
This one. I put the wrong color shingle on the customer's house. Discovered after completion. Yeah, that's probably big.
Uh-huh.
Wait. All right. When one of my employees was brand new, she somehow got the shredder and the safe mixed up. And shredded $500 worth of cash and put an empty envelope in the safe.
Oh, because they, some of the ones.
Oh, I know what you're talking
like
about.
The ones that you see, I think like convenience stores and stuff like that have them a lot where they deposit it into their.
Yes.
Into their safe, but it's like a mail slot.
There's a little slot, so you can't get in.
And we used to have a shredder box here at work that was just like that. Now I get
it. That really is a huge mistake. I had never really thought about that.
All right, let's get to Jimbo here. Jimbo, you're on the Harmonizer. What is your big work mistake?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. So I work in a manufacturing plant, and we deal with a lot of waste chemicals every day because of the type of work that we do.
Okay.
And one day when the plant was closed for inventory, a guy that wasn't supposed to be there that day, was not scheduled to come into work, was not part of the inventory, went into the waste management facility and purged the waste management facility every 45 minutes for 8 hours straight into the river.
What? Oh. On purpose?
8 hours?
Is that bad?
Like, was he doing it to sabotage?
We don't know.
Holy smokes. And then did they alert anyone or did the company say, whoops?
I mean, eventually the company got alerted to it.
Okay.
And got into a crap load of trouble.
I'm sure they did. What happened to the person?
CEO.
They were fired and then the FBI came to investigate to see if it was a domestic terrorist attack.
Wow. Jimbo, thank you. Whoa. Holy cow.
Boy,
Rachel?
I have one from Scott on Facebook that I think is pretty good. Scott says that I used to install alarm systems. One job I was doing was at a functional funeral home, was drilling into the attic for some wires just outside their embalming room. But being squeamish, I never bothered to check the opposite side of the wall. While drilling, I hit a water pipe for an emergency shower that was fastened to the top of the top plate in the attic, and he flooded the attic and ceiling until the ceiling eventually caved in on a fully uniformed, ready for viewing World War II veteran going to the National Cemetery.
Oh, no. Jesus.
Good one, Scott.
Oh, no.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.